Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, it's Al here in Red Hood online. Tonight's affiliates are Best Western and Stamps.com, especially now since it's getting close to tax time. Or is going to be.
It is tax time.
It is tax time, yes.
By the time the show ends, tax time will have ended. Or at least
you
will have trying to actually get yourself to the post office.
Yes.
And what further way to not get yourself to the post office and be lazy and do your taxes than to use Stamps.com?
Yes.
You know. And then if you are even lazier and don't want to stay at your house, you can go to a Best Western, check in, pay $850 or £900, and do your taxes there. You'll seem like a madman, but you'll actually get it done.
Yes.
You know, some people do that.
Yes.
And ignore their families. So, but while you're at it, why don't you actually, as you're doing your taxes, log on to T-Fury and actually buy a T-shirt that says, I don't give a shit about taxes.
Yes, and you can find out all about some more on amcpress.me/affiliates. And I believe Johnny's actually on the line.
Oh, great, the return. Hello there, Johnny.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm making a cameo appearance right now.
Well, how is the old computer out of whack going?
Still out of whack.
Still out of whack, but at least you're on the air. This is good. This is good. We've missed you.
Yes, we have. Yes. During highlights, it's the whole, happy friend show. Not knowing what to do.
Yes.
Who to call? So, Johnny. It's like,
who to call? You. So when is the old computer getting fixed then?
I don't know right now.
You don't know?
Hope
I
you get it back soon. Yeah, I hope you get it back before Easter at least.
Yeah, Easter Bunny will. Hopefully the Easter Bunny doesn't electrocute themselves while bringing your laptop.
Yes.
That would not be good in the face that he travels with a Fabergé egg, and the Fabergé egg is attached to a cereal, which is attached to a gas placement, which is attached to a go-kart.
Which is attached to the neck bone, which is attached to the thigh bone, and
yeah, so it's a techno buddy.
I know tonight we're actually going to be discussing the whole Dutch teen arrested for the American Airlines threat on Twitter. What do you guys think of that?
Honestly, I think it's the stupidest thing that I've ever heard. But that's me.
I'm like, how stupid can this person be? It's almost like, yes, I'm going to go out of my way and just make a comment that leads to be a terrorist threat. She must have something wrong. She must have a screw loose. I know I can't speak. So, yeah. not.
Oh, yeah, not. No.
And now, in relation to this, there's people making jokes about this treat, this threat. It's almost like you guys, those that are making the jokes on Twitter, should really know what's at risk. And especially when they're freaking teenagers. Or anyone. It's like, are you trying to prove a point? Because you're not. You just prove you're being stupid.
Well, trying to prove a point in so many, you can only prove a point in so many ways. You know, Twitter is a free thing, you know. And for God's sakes, it's limited our English language to fucking hashtags.
A hashtag and 140 characteristics, I believe.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Feelings, like, I want my hashtag, I want my mom, hashtag, I give up, hashtag, I've got an iPhone, hashtag, it's not fair, hashtag, this is absurd, hashtag.
It's like,
hashtag, why is it smelling?
It's the fucking human language of literacy.
It's almost like, yes, I use Twitter to actually converse with people, not, yes, I am Sander, I actually converse with people on there, but it's not my main source. I just look at Twitter as being one of those social media sites. Yes, it has some benefits to it, but then there's also the idiots on there that think that it's all fun to put out, make stupid little hashtags. Does it matter? No. Do I really care? No. Does the world care? Maybe, depending on what the hashtag is.
Yet the funniest thing is that, like, hashtags can only say so much.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, hashtag, you suck, you fucking bastard.
Can't be word anymore. Because the fact that they, wait a second, they want to scrub it up and make it actually very, very convincingly like it wasn't written like a kid.
It's like,
give it a break. Give it a break. Give it a fucking break.
It's like, get a clue.
Get a clue.
Exactly.
Hashtag break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Hashtag give me a fucking break. Give me a break. Break me off that piece of that Kit Kat bar. All in one fucking thing.
It's like, you really...
You know,
I don't even know what to say. It's like you're proven to be such a. It's like you get to have some lovely. Those who want to be the ones that are actually doing all this, it's like, you're really stupid.
Well, they're not stupid because they want to, you know, it's similar to...
But some of the Twitter hashtags are dumb, but are stupid. It's like, yes, some can be funny, but some of them are just like, what were these people thinking? Not reality? Does it matter? Otherwise, not so much.
It's a lot. It is a lot like
it's a lot like how do you say what you want to say? But you can't say it. You know?
Sure.
You can't say it because nobody accepts that. You know, nobody accepts it. And it is incredible how bad, like, censorship says, oh, yes, we're not going to censor our writers because of the fact that we just, you know...
It's like right into a movie theater yelling fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't do that.
Right.
I mean, you don't yell fire, but if somebody yelled Twitter, right? every technology brat who was brought up in the year 2000 or late 1990 would actually get up and be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
It's like, "Are you kidding me? Are you
Twitter?"
Twitter,
and you see a long ass search bar with a hashtag in front of it.
It's like, yeah,
hashtag fire, hashtag I don't fucking care.
Yeah, it's like, you need to It's like,
just come on.
It's like, come on. Give a break. Give us a little break here. Just give us a little break and everything will be just fine.
You know, and there are people, you know, there are people who go, oh yeah, no, it's fine in terms of everything, and it's fine that you express your opinion, just don't express it here.
Makes sense, and it's like no one, and even with Facebook, no one can see it. Facebook, you could at least limit who's seeing your stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you want to rant, if you need to rant. But there's also the way of, it's the whole, people aren't going to want to see hobbies. Like, they're going to be just looking, and people may care, people may not, just depends on who they are, and how they know you. That's it. It doesn't matter what, it's more or less the whole respecting, or, I know that there's people that have bitched and moaned about me being honest on Facebook, and it's like, okay, it's my Facebook, why should this care? Why should this matter?
Well, and even Facebook is like, oh, you're not allowed to, you know, be, you're not allowed to be, what's it called? Oh, yeah, friends with, you can have only so many friends.
500 friends or something, or 5,000 friends.
5,000? Yeah.
5,000, yeah. The only reason I know that is because of who I know and who we're in the limelight. That's it.
You know,
you said too many friends. We're just going to slow you down.
No, you're going to Facebook jail. You're going to Facebook jail. If you really think about it.
I mean, and Facebook jail, oh my God, what a horrible thing. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh,
I mean, oh yeah,
no, you're not allowed to have any friends. Oh, wait, make any friend requests. Sorry, excuse me. Do you have any freedom whatsoever?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Wait a second. No, you don't. You don't.
And that tends to become an issue, too. It's like, everyone's putting all their business on there. The ones that are making out are the ones, the government officials, who are actually law enforcement, because it's helping them more than anyone else. It's like, you want to put your shit on Facebook and saying you did something? Yeah, you're just providing, it's like, I'm not saying that it's everyone's prerogative to put shit on. It's like, those that are involved with different activities, you know, it's the whole I told you so that comes in.
It is kind of like, you know, you go, oh yeah. You know, Twitter, I mean, I love Twitter for what it does, but the comments that I said, are stupid, you know. And, you know, this world is a free place.
Makes a hashtag, oh my.
Or hashtag freedom of speech, anyone? Oh,
yeah.
Wait a second. You don't have
no.
one. Period.
No, yeah. Yeah. It's like, you want freedom of speech? Yeah, you don't have it. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't have it. Oh, why don't we have it? Because of the fact that we're now have been turned into robots.
Technically.
No.
Technically.
No. No. With the advent of Facebook.
Oh,
the
yeah.
advent of Twitter. You know.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, we have. I mean, if you're not dumb enough, if you're dumb enough not to notice, it's your problem. You know, yes, it's cool. Yes, you have a voice. Yes, you have an account. Oh, my God.
But there are far better things to do than just be on your computer.
But you have to express everything by a fucking hashtag.
Yeah. Man, that's not cool in my eyes. It's like hashtag what? It's like, I would rather not
in,
hashtag.
In a regular phone, hashtag is not a fucking hashtag.
It's a pound sign.
It's a pound sign, you dimwit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it does give me pissed off.
It's a pound sign, you hashtag twit.
Yeah, it's like, yes, you're a...
Don't eat that.
It's like, you just want to have... Well, you want to think you're the shit? You know.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's Yubified Twitter nuts. I mean, it's like... Get off it.
I would rather just be happy with what I have. I am. Because
I mean, I'm very happy with what I have, but, you know, in the current situation, Facebook will go out of order, and I know this scares everybody, but Facebook will go out of order someday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people...
Plus, also, our the lovely founder just thinks that he could just purchase whatever is in his grasp to be power hungry. Have you ever heard of make money and run versus I'm going to take.
Yeah,
and
they're like, oh yeah, no, everything's free in this universe. Pictures are free. It's free. No, it's not free.
Free my left ass cheek.
I mean, sorry, free my left nut. If you want to free my left nut and turn me into Lance Armstrong, fantastic. Sorry, but, you know, at the same fucking time, it just, you know, will piss me off. Wouldn't it, you?
Oh, yeah. It ticks me off to no end. It's like, you want to have whatever you want. Yes, things are your fingertip. Does this really matter? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It's like going, oh, yeah. You know, before in the 90s, right, we couldn't make money on Instagram.
No.
Yeah.
There was no Instagram in the 90s. It was called...
There was no Instagram. There was no...
It wasn't Instagram, and
there
was
wasn't
writing
an
a letter
internet.
To your friend and send
exactly.
You actually had an
email.
Snail mail.
But wait a second.
And then 2000, we got AOL.
Yeah, and in 2000, it was the modem box and whatever.
It's incredible
because...
From the 90s. Took like a minute just to get online. Like,
yeah, I know. And what about when someone had to call out? It was the whole on the phone when
oh,
wait,
out. Yeah.
Like, it's like, yes.
Goodbye.
Yes. It's like, bye-bye. It's like, you just got yourself stoned. You just got shit. On.
I mean, and you just don't. What is not okay to me is what's not okay with me is Twitter being, oh yeah, can you ask a question? Since when did asking a question become fucking cool?
No, not really. It's like, when did you see it being helpful?
Tell me that.
It's not, in my opinion. Do I know what Twitter helps with? Bad interactions. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, interaction, yeah.
But that's it. That's it in a nutshell. That's all you'll get is to interact with whoever is on certain shows, and in all honesty, they may have, it's really bad,
or they might,
some of them have people actually helping them with it, like publicists, all that other stuff. So, in all reality,
it's good for fan interaction.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
it. Like celebs of fans. That's it. That's about it.
I mean, and the thing is that the
funniest things is when you when you have stuff to say, right? And I know this because I'm a writer, okay? When you have stuff to say, and it really matters, what really gets me pissed off, and do not take this the wrong way, is if you write something and somebody changes it and doesn't understand what you wrote.
That's sad. That's honestly like you're really... You're not helping the person who wrote stuff. If someone told us, oh, you can't be uncensored, oh, it has to be scripted, that would be the whole... Who has invested more money? Whose name's on the line? Whose company is it? Whose emerging company is it? If someone told me,
well,
that,
it's two people's, but.
But also when, yes, it's two people's, but there's the whole creative freedom is everything. I wouldn't stop cursing like a sailor or worse. It's like
I'm going to say what I want. Tough cookies. You don't like it? Oh, well.
I mean, you... With, with the thing... With it, being... Yeah, with it being this way, okay, what you don't do is everybody's entitled to freedom of speech. And the more freedom of speech you have, I mean, and I'm not saying this Queen Dominatrix is wrong in what she said. I'm not saying that was wrong. But getting back to the article at hand and Twitter and creative freedom and all that is that, you know, she said, I'm just a girl, and claiming the threat was a joke made by her friend. I don't know, you know. I mean, the thing is that they're now going through questioning.
Yeah.
You don't go and say, I'm going to blow up a plane. Like, that's...
We don't say that. However, you know, in the play that I'm writing, I'm going to say, then I'm going to blow up this theater. But I'm not going to really blow up this theater. That's just what the play's about.
Right.
You know... Nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to blow it up, you know. Nobody's going to say that. But what is it about? Yes. Yes, it's not terrorism. It's what it's about. And many people are afraid to now talk about terrorism, frankly.
Yeah.
And talk about stuff that they don't know, that is foreign to them. And, you know, when you try to put stuff out like what I'm trying to put out, it works in our favors, yeah, but it takes time for people to go, you know, frankly, sorry, but we don't have time for that shit.
Right.
You know, Twitter can only help so much with saying, oh, we're a free universe, blah, 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 blah. You know, get real, people. And, you know, I'm 26-year-old, or I'm a teenager who owns a mega empire.
And it's like, yeah.
Cue silence and silent laughter.
Yeah, it's like, you're not anything special. The world doesn't think you're anything special. You might be special in some people's eyes, but it's not going to be everyone's eyes. Sorry, it's just how the world works.
You know, oh my God, my son's a genius. Well, there are some people around there, yeah. But it is kind of stupid, you know. And I'm not dissing it. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying, you know.
And we're covered by our disclaimer that, yeah, our views, it's not everyone else's, it's not.
Who's constantly jacking up their phone?
Sorry.
Just trying to.
I mean, we're covered by the disclaimer.
Yes.
So.
Disclaimer helps. Those that don't have a disclaimer, that leads to some problems. We have some dumb criminal stories, like someone hid a knife in an enchilada, which
what?
That must have been, not kidding. It's literally.
A knife in an enchilada.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's the knife in the enchilada bit. Oh, a knife hidden in the enchilada.
Yes.
That's not new.
I thought it was.
Oh, in the Somalia airport. New twist.
a knife
in an enchilada.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ. What has a TSA come up with now?
It's like, you really...
Wait, the TSA could hit her with a penalty of upwards of $10,000?
I don't want to know what that woman was thinking, but that really doesn't sound good. It's like,
I think I can tell you, give you a really good idea of what she was thinking. If you were this woman and you really were sick of TSA workers...
Okay, I could see where you're going. Oh, I could be.
You know, enchiladas.
Enchiladas,
all are just enchiladas.
It's like you are trying to.
Give me a break.
It's like you just.
That just enchiladas. Give me a break.
So
give me a break.
It's like you just. You don't know. Enchiladas, plain, and nice. That just makes a bad mix.
I can't
I'm not going to even waste my time on what the TSA actually finds. I think they're bored. I think the United States is bored. You know, the fact that they can go, oh yes, we have an enchilada with just rice and beans and a knife. Wait a second, it's buried in the enchilada.
It's like interesting.
Wait, it's a knife? Wait a second, you can actually take it out and cut the fucking enchilada.
Yeah.
Oh, but there you go. A TSA worker. They're getting with that, can they? No.
It's like, yes, I'm going to carry a knife. I'm going to have a knife within my enchilada. Maybe she could pull it. She was a magician. See if she could not hurt her stomach.
But then, you know, tying up with very dumb criminals, James Carroll Butler, that's a dumb name if I've ever heard one, you know, who fed coffee words, who peed in a coffee order that was 5K.
Yeah, that just makes things interesting.
It's like the case of, I would hate to be those
who drank it. Granted, they're banking out.
Well, not even bank account, but it's stupid because it's stupid.
These are related to criminals. They're stupid and funny in and of itself, so doesn't really matter. Just kind of lightens the mood when you're having party days to look at and see what stupid people are doing.
Well, stupid people, stupid is as stupid does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the stupid people are usually the ones who have no money.
Usually, but not always.
No. There are very stupid wealthy people as well. I am not saying that. But, you know, at the same time, these are people who are fucking desperate.
I don't know.
And it's almost like, well, smile for the camera. Oh, yeah.
It's like, you really... It's like,
public indecency, okay, fine. But, you know, public indecency, and then, you know, going back to the American Airlines thing, besides American Airlines being, you know, a better airline, but still dumb. Let's just make a point here. They're a dumb airline, extremely dumb. They fly around the world, but, you know, oh, wait, we have to serve peanuts.
And it's like, peanuts.
Can you serve almonds? Do you have any almonds? Because I'm allergic to peanuts. And if I take a plate with peanuts on it, I'm going to die. We're so sorry for your loss. Our peanuts were not, you know, not the cause of your death. And then you get them suing
you. It's like, it's almost like if someone, and now since peanut allergies are it's constant, people have those allergies, most companies should have brains.
Well, no. Unfortunately, CEOs don't have brains either. Oh, wait a second. They do. It's their
assistants. Some do.
No, wait. Oh, yeah, they do, but it's assistants that have the most brains.
I'm sure their assistants are credited with a lot.
Well, you know, if every CEO in the world except for Bernie Madoff, right, came into a courtroom and said, he's not the brains, he's dumb as shit. Every assistant across the board said that about their boss. Guess what? They get a pay raise up the fucking jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Up the fucking pocket. It would be like, so how much do you want from us? can I get a 1.5 million? Is that good?
Does that help you?
Is that professional? Yes. How much in taxes are you going to pay?
I don't know.
And the CEO of Twitter is like, oh, we are not responsible. You are so responsible.
Yeah, it's like, you might not be the one writing it, but you're sure facilitating those who are writing it, writing the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, facilitation.
Yeah. And facilitation is quite, you know, stupid. It's like facilitation, you know, is how many tenths of the law?
I say it's up there, especially with the whole facilitation tonight.
You know,
like the facilitation of minors, there is the,
how many places do you go and go, oh, yeah. Like, I have a thing of weed. If I'm caught with it, I get arrested. Plain and simple.
Right.
I'm going to write a threatening text on Twitter. I don't think they'll care about it.
And then they
get arrested.
I wanted to just write something out for the fucking hell of it.
That's what we do as playwrights. We playwrights and creators, other creators, we will write stuff for the hell of it.
We'll write stuff.
And we don't give a shit.
I know. I know. And I'm a creative.
Yeah.
I'm creative as well, so...
I know, but let's just go around the table. Do you give a shit what other people say about your work, except those who are close to you? Johnny.
I used to, but not anymore.
Right. Allison.
I say I could write whatever I want. Yeah, there's a limit to how much I may put out, or I might take it just too far extent.
Well, yeah.
And like the topics I hear, I like to just build and build and build. Makes some sense.
I mean, people do that. You know, going back to, and, you know, now resuming with the second 12th, the 6th, 12th, and the 9th, I mean, Haskell and snakes. Onslaught of snakes. My God.
At least it wasn't snakes on a plane.
You know, onslaught of snakes.
just be happy it wasn't snakes on the plane, because...
No.
There's snakes on the mother-loving plane.
Exactly.
It's like...
snakes on the plane.
Which is an interesting movie, if you like. Snakes.
I've never seen it. I don't want to see it.
I've seen clips of it, but not watched the whole thing. And I can tell you that for a fact.
Oh, my.
The only time I touched a reptile was when I was in elementary school or intermediate school, because the school brought in we have a group or an organization in my area that it's like a zoo, but it's called Claws and Paws. So
wait a second, it's like a zoo, but it what?
It's like a zoo, however, there's not a lot. It's not like a, I don't know if it's called if it's considered an animal refuge or a zoo. However, when it comes down to it, where someone from the school or from that organization came down at Park Island, because there's one in the area as well, that basically got snakes and reptiles, and we were able to touch them. I touched it, and I was the whole, okay, I'm not touching it. It's like, no, I've had my fun. I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, onslaught of snakes, okay, if it were roaches, would it make a fucking difference? Would it make a difference?
Roaches, you would still need to exterminate them.
Right, but you can't exterminate snakes, can you? Oh, wait a second.
No, you call in some, like, an exterminator, but they would just release them.
Yeah,
like Billy the Exterminator.
Billy Mays the Exterminator?
No. Billy the Exterminator.
Oh. Billy the Exterminator. We might as well call Jeff.
Yeah.
The Exterminator. You know.
I can see it now.
You've
heard
of Jeff, right?
Exterminator.
Right. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy when it comes down to it. Like, you really want certain things.
I mean, and also, it just, I guess it just, what is the world coming to, you know, when, let's see, on the current CNN board, let's just see. South Korea, ship sinks, carrying students sink. Okay, that's just one. Let's just pull off some titles, okay? Big opportunity missed, large Al-Qaeda gathering revealed. Okay? Anderson, who gives a shit about this? But... you know, let's go over to the New York Times, shall we? For 2 seconds, okay? Let's do this. Okay. The New York unit that signed on Muslims is disbanded. Fantastic. Oliver North in service to TV's KGB. Years after bombing a ride of healing for Broken City. After Pulitzer, the Globe tentatively toasts the future. A tough transition for a woman triathlon. PET scans, hope of guardian coma recovery. More talks about the expected Central Park Fire suite. Kansas shooting are suspect charged with murder. Texas confirmation de Blasio. Texas confirmed de Blasio is no Bloomberg. Oh, that's great for New York City. Yonkers, a closed door is part of an art scene. The deadly cost of fashion. Now, let's just go back to the thing we're reporting about.
The whole snakes in school?
Yes, the snakes in school.
Yes.
Doesn't seem rather pointless.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's
sorry.
It's like you really don't know what's going on.
I mean, honestly, come on.
It's like, really?
Really?
I wonder if it was a senior prank. I really wonder if it was a senior prank.
And the Messiah has come. Oh, my God. So Moses has come through the door. Jesus Christ. I mean, really. Just doesn't make sense, people.
I know.
You know, even if you went over to the BBC, there'd be more interest. Let's just see this, okay? Even from a world news point of view, Ukraine, top news story, Ukraine begins anti-terror action. Boston marks bombing anniversary. Syria, tortured photos are shown to the UN. Mass abduction scales at the Nigerian schools. You know, come on. Jackson's mother must pay AEG costs. Oh, too bad for her.
Yeah, it's like you... But still, staying in snakes in school. In all honesty, snake school, no one cares.
It matters. You know.
People don't care.
I don't think people give a shit anymore. I mean, the stuff, without going into it, the stuff about you know, the Boston bombings is a little bit more important than fucking snakes on the plane. Snakes on the plane? Oh my God! Have we seen this before?
It's like, yeah, okay, not a big deal.
You know, spy leaks. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, but what has this world come to?
I agree, it's...
what does it come to?
It's the whole, are you serious?
Are you fucking serious?
Are you flipping kidding me?
By the way, you are allowed to curse on a show, so are you fucking kidding me?
That's what you say. Like, are you flipping kidding me?
Fucking kidding me.
That's what you say.
You know, shocking rises in food banks. Okay, do people give a shit about that? No.
Some people might.
Well, people who... Oh, wait. This interests me, though. New Banksy art has been removed from a throw bar by a local club. And in all honesty, they don't even respect Banksy anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's like really...
The council does cannot condone graffiti by put to people's property without their permission. Oh. But yet, you are, you know, you love this guy. This guy is Banksy, right? He's an international graffiti artist. And with 2 minutes left, I'm not going to go into this quite much. But if you want to check him out, go to banksy.co.uk and check it out. He is pretty cool in what he does. You know, he's known the world around, but he's still doing crap.
Yeah.
And it's kind of... At the beginning of the episode, we were talking about free speech. It's kind of stupid. It's like, oh, yeah. You know, I believe the one that I did for a report not that long ago, we had to analyze graffiti. And I think I said it was a New York rat basically holding up a sign about Wall Street bankers. I will finish the description in 2 seconds. And I said in the last paragraph of my essay, which is about two pages, I said that what he's holding for is to get all the money back from the public. But,
and on
you know,
this note, we are going to get sign off. And you can find us and all our information on itsmyyourown.com/AMC Press. And we're going to let you go. Tomorrow is our Starbucks episodes, so we're going to be off.
Great. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.